So tell me about this COVID relief package. It's a third COVID relief package.
That is correct. Back in April, our Office of Community and Rural Affairs, you know, we began addressing the COVID-19 impact on Indiana communities. And since that time, since April, we have awarded 112 grants in 62 communities, totaling almost $21 million through the COVID response plan. So this is a third round of those COVID response grants. And what makes this round of grants different is that it includes not only our non-entitlement communities, but our entitlement communities. And our local units of government can apply for up to $250,000 for a grant. And the eligible activities include mental health services, child care services, public Wi-Fi locations, food pantry or food bank services, and then subsidence payment programs. Or it can also be used for grants or loans to businesses to retain their low and moderate income jobs. So this phase three will be, once again, a competitive process. And what it is available to local units of government. So what typically we see happen is that a local unit of government will partner with a nonprofit to provide perhaps child care services or to be able to address the mental health issues in their community. And so while the local unit of government is applying for the resources, in many instances, they will be partnering with a nonprofit to be able to deliver those services. But we look at this as really an opportunity to continue to support our local units of government and our communities throughout Indiana as families and businesses are struggling to overcome the challenges of COVID-19.
Has anybody, any local governments from Northwest Indiana gotten these grants?
Yes, absolutely, Sharon. In our first phase, our first round of grants, which was in April of this year, the town of La Crosse in LaPorte County was awarded $10,000 to install 4 Wi-Fi hotspots. The city of Knox in Stark County was awarded $250,000 for local businesses for job retention. And then the town of Hebron in Porter County was awarded $152,500 to create a fund to provide short-term working capital to small businesses to retain jobs. That was all in round one. Now, the second round of grants that was awarded in August of this year, LaPorte County was awarded $250,000 to be able to provide payroll assistance grants and working capital to businesses. Pulaski County was awarded $250,000 to provide grants to assist small businesses that were impacted by the pandemic. And then North Judson in Stark County was awarded $250,000 to start a revolving loan program to help businesses retain jobs and stay open. So we have seen Northwest Indiana be a beneficiary of our COVID-19, of those $21 million in grants that we have already awarded. And we encourage them to, again, apply for this very next round of the grant. As I know that there are still families and still businesses that are overcoming the challenges of COVID-19.
When will the grant funds be available and how do you apply?
Well, what the proposals will be accepted through January 29th. So they do have some time to go ahead and submit their grant. And then the OCRA will work with them on their proposals and to give them technical assistance. And then the application actually close on February 26th. So they'll have to get a written proposal to OCRA by January 29th, kind of outlining their program and what they intend to do. Then OCRA will work with them on their application process to be sure they have a good application, and then those will be due by February 26th.
Okay.
So the proposals are due the 29th of January, but the actual applications are due the 26th.
Of February
2021. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. When do you think the grant monies would be awarded?
You know, that we do a pretty quick turnaround. So once those applications are in place. It usually takes about a month, month and a half to go through all the applications and check for compliance. So it would be this spring that the money would be made available to the community.
Do you have any...
Or this coming spring in 2021.
Any stories in your mind of any small businesses that were saved because of this grant?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Well, I'll tell you what is really interesting is one community provided Wi-Fi hotspot in their county or in their city because there was no Wi-Fi availability. And so they provided it in their courthouse in that area and the parking area around the courthouse. And they actually had children come to the courthouse in order to do their e-learning. Had that hotspot not been put in place, those children wouldn't be able to participate in e-learning, nor would people be able to get telehealth services or even do any kind of teleworking. So, you know, it's hard to believe that we have communities that still do not have good internet connection, but that is the reality. And that's just one small story of how this grant money made a difference.
Nice. And what community was that?
It was the town of Liberty. Sharon, I remembered more than I thought.
Well, that's great.
So I appreciate you getting that information out to your local communities. I know we'll probably see some interest in some applications. So Thank you for helping us with that.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. And if I don't talk to you before, hey, you have a happy holiday and stay safe and healthy.